The late Karaboche Mokwape challenged us to be creative and hopeful in working towards creating the world we want to see.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique context on the African continent.
My name is Karabo Che Mokwape, and I live in Durban with my beautiful wife Tuli and our two children, and I have the privilege of being involved in a lot of different entrepreneurial enterprises. I run a number of platforms, one of them being an internet service provider called HomeCloud, another one being an online retailer called Live Work Play. And two really interesting digital platforms that focus on content, one called Young Black Entrepreneur, which provides content for young black entrepreneurs from black entrepreneurs. It's a unique platform in the world that serves the very specific needs of that community with content from around the world. And then Be Good, Be Great, a platform that focuses on 20 to 40 year olds in providing them content to help them with personal finance, with career development, with entrepreneurship, and with personal growth. And so it's a really rich environment in which I operate, and I'm really blessed to be able to try and touch people's lives in a number of different ways. In terms of how I bring hope, you know, I believe that the world doesn't need to be the way it is. I see the incredible income inequality all around us, and I believe it to be the apartheid of our times. And I believe it cannot stand. It cannot be allowed to stand. And we as the people of God need to do everything we can in our power to speak truth and to speak life and to advocate for change. And so I've given myself to this task as a social entrepreneur to try and bridge the gap between the wealthy and the poor. And I see social entrepreneurship as the vehicle that God can use to bring greater equity, to bring greater fairness, to bring greater justice into the lives of employees and into the lives of the communities in which our businesses operate. We wouldn't be able to build businesses if it wasn't for the people who come alongside us and work for us and deliver their blood, sweat, and tears to help build our enterprises. And we need to recognize them more than we do. And we wouldn't be able to build our businesses either without the communities in which they operate, who, you know, provide safety and who provide support and who provide patronage for our businesses. And so I believe it's incredibly important that when we build a business, we build it not just for the benefit of entrepreneurs and for capital, but also for employees and the community. And I think this is the hope that I carry in my heart and the hope that I try to translate to others and to encourage others to go down this journey alongside and with me. So social entrepreneurship was not a natural place for me to find myself. As I said, you know, I came from a very much a community development background, a missions background, a kind of social justice framework. And when I found myself in business for the first time a little over a decade ago, I didn't know how to reconcile those things: running a business, making money, paying people, and all of that comes with running an enterprise. And I was running quite a big enterprise. My first enterprise I ever ran was quite a large one, employing 500 people. You know, it was really difficult for me to see the God in it and to see the justice in it and to see how it fit with the things that God had put in my heart. And that's why I was so incredibly happy, so incredibly excited and gratified when I discovered this thing called social entrepreneurship, the idea that one could do business, could do well by doing good at the same time, that one could build businesses that had at their core a desire and an intent to build the community, to build people, to build more than just value, a store of value in cash, but a store of value in people and in growth. And so that's the journey I've been on for the last you know, more than a decade, and it's been the most amazing journey to become an advocate for social entrepreneurship, not just for myself, but for others, to tell people what I've seen, what I've learned, what worked, what hasn't worked, because lots of things have not worked, but to encourage them all the same to believe that there is a higher, more valuable, more interesting, more godly, a more just way to run a business. And I really hope that I'm adding my voice to the voices of others who are trying to do the same. You know, I've been very blessed with many things in my life, friends amongst them. I have this amazing collection of friends from around the world from my many travels. It's an incredible gift, a family that loves me and supports me and believes in me. But perhaps the single greatest blessing I've had in my life is the ability to hear the voice of God. I've been blessed that He speaks to me and I hear Him, and He tells me to do very specific things and to turn left and to turn right and to go this way and not to go that way, to start this thing and not that thing. And so absolutely each and every step that I've tried to take, I've certainly taken in faith. I've taken on the back of a specific instruction. Now, I haven't always heard those instructions 100% right. I'm the first to admit, because apparently I'm not a perfect hearer. But He has been speaking, and I've been trying to listen. And when He says, do that, that's what I do. And I keep doing that until He tells me otherwise. And so, absolutely, I'm walking absolutely in faith in all of these things, understanding that He wants to use me to reach a generation of people, to bring life and light and justice in all of these things that one is doing. There's so many scriptures, of course, that that have guided me consistently through the years, but there's one in particular that that I think is really powerful and instructive for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves, whatever situation we're in, whether we have little or much, whether we feel equipped or not, whether we feel big or small. And that's what God says to Moses up in the mountain. When God says to Moses, and Moses comes to God and he's despairing and he's worried and he feels ill-equipped and he feels as though the calling that God's given him is too big for him. And God says, Moses, what's in your hands? And that for me is the most encouraging scripture of all, because it suggests to me that all of us have everything that we need for what God wants to do in us, through us, and with us. God will never call us into things for which He won't equip us. And so how I feel, how I perceive myself, it doesn't matter. God's already put in my hands the instrument for His purposes in my life. And I take huge encouragement for myself and for others. The things that makes us uniquely human on this planet, that sets us apart from all other species, is our ability to imagine things that aren't as though they were. It is the unique God in us, because this is what God demonstrates, of course, in the beginning, is that He speaks things into life that aren't as though they are, and then they come to life. This is the most godly God thing there is, and He's conferred that on us, and converted on no one else and no other species. And so it is at the core of what it means to be human, to be creative, to be able to imagine something, to see something in your mind's eye that doesn't exist, that has never existed, and to see it with a certain kind of clarity, and then to be able to communicate it, not just to yourself, but to others. And then, of course, most powerfully, to translate it into something in the real world, to birth things into the world. And this, I believe, is the greatest expression of what it means to be human. And I think we rob ourselves and we rob each other to the extent that we don't allow our businesses and the people who work in our businesses, importantly, to be able to express this unique God thing in them. And I think business is this unique place and space where an entrepreneur has an opportunity to have the freedom to maximally exercise that gift, to receive things from God, to receive direction from God, to receive ideas from God, to receive inspiration from God, and to have the latitude, the space, the ability to birth those things into the world. And so it's important and necessary for our own well-being, for our own sense of importance in the world, for us to express who we are, for us to leave our mark in the world. But also, of course, through the Holy Spirit, as believers, we have this incredible advantage. I mean, I don't know what else to call it, that we have access to God and to God's mind, and that we can pray and we can receive direction. We can receive inspiration. We can receive the unseen, unheard things, the secrets of His heart. And that's an incredible advantage that we have, that positions us to be able to go to places that others haven't seen, to do things that others haven't imagined, and to succeed, therefore, in these interesting and unique ways that allow God, of course, to be glorified. You know, we live in such incredibly dark times. We live in a world where there's just so much strife and conflict and death and pain and want. And hope is that essential fuel that gives us the strength to keep going, to press on, to push on, to not give up. And so hope is perhaps the most beautiful thing that is available to us as leaders to give our people. It's the thing that they need most from us. You know, they need salaries, yes. They need support, yes. They need skills transfer, yes. But what they need from us is hope. Hope for a future. Hope for better things that lie ahead. And to the extent that we can paint a picture of a better world, to the extent that we can paint a picture of a world to come, is to the extent that we can truly provide comfort and encouragement and life and light in the darkness, and give people the strength to keep going even when their circumstances would suggest otherwise, even when their strength has run out. And so hope is the essential fuel for life, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like to hear more conversations on the topic of redemptive business in Africa, visit Ziwani's website at ziwani.com.